Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to greet you on the air each and every day as we face the issues. May I remind you that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I find that many times an individual base their decision on a denominational dogma or some ideological bent from a political side of the aisle. But I like to base our broadcast on what the Bible says. Looking at the Word of God as the first, the foremost, the final authority on any issue in life. As we face the issues, let me recommend that we do so based on the truth. The truth. Jesus says to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am truth. And he caps it off, as I use the term, by identifying truth. He says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. But truth is an elusive factor in society today. Multitudes are not seeking truth. In fact, Trey Gowdy decided not to run for office again in the United States House of Representatives because he said truth is not there. He said when he first went into office and ran for office, he thought the goal was to find truth. But he said they're not. He said they're not looking for truth in Washington, and I'm in full agreement with that. In fact, it was George Orwell that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it or who speak it. And I find fascinating a quote of Jan Hus. Jan Hus, a theologian and church reformer of the 15th century, said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Now, I don't know of any greater comprehensive statement about the truth that could be made than that of Jan Hus. That we need to live the truth, seek the truth, speak the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth. So as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the truth of the Word of God. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. It stands today, even though there are attacks against it. There are those that say the Bible needs to be rewritten, the Bible's out of date, et cetera, et cetera. Don't you dare believe one word of that, because the Bible is just as fresh today as it was when God gave it to us many, many, many years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo, the full line of landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time also carries hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators and a staff that can answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment and power backup generation. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, right where the gigantic flag flies, the United States flag. I'm told that flag is about a 40 by 60 or 40 by 80, and it's about 165-foot pole. So find the flag in the flagpole at the corner intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flag, you'll find 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the potential of war with Iran. War with Iran. With a question mark. Is that possible? What does the Bible say about it? And you're hearing it in the news. You're watching it in the news. You're seeing the players and the actors get put on the stage and put in place with the war machinery, the war equipment, and the cry from both sides of the war potentiality that we're going to battle. So the question is, will that happen? What do we see taking place? What does the Bible say? How will this all shake out, as the old cliche goes? Do we trust the Word of God? Do we believe God's Word? Do we recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that we are, in fact, living in the last of the last days, and we're seeing biblical prophecy simply leap off the pages of the Word of God and hit the headline news and the fake news media, even covering the facts of what is taking place, which identifies with what the Bible says shall take place. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd invite your calls today, your dialogue and discussion. You can do that by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and your discussion about it. What do you think about what's happening in Iran and Iraq? What do you think is the future, and what does the Word of God say, and should we place our confidence and trust in the fake media and what the media is saying, what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff, what they're saying, or do we place our faith and trust in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God? Ladies and gentlemen, the headline news around the world is the Iranian general. I call him a global terrorist. Don't like to give the title Iranian general, as he is called, Soleimani, taken out by Hellfire missiles fired from our U.S. drones about 50,000 feet in the air. Now, I don't know of any greater technology that we could point to for American military machinery than to find that we have drones that can fly 50,000 feet in the air, launch what they call Hellfire missiles, and the launching of the missiles be so precise in the targeting that it can hit one or two automobiles or vehicles out of the potential of thousands upon thousands. It can zero in on that target and be successful in doing so. So just what is the significance of this American strike against terrorism and the terrorist from Iran? What is the significance of it? What is the biblical significance? What does the Bible say? Iran is a superpower, and as such, not a superpower as America, but it in that superpower position, it is a significant part of what was old Persia, according to the biblical record. We know from the history and the biblical history and the world history that we've had four major world empires, four major world powers. First of all was the Babylonian Empire, today's Iraq, for the most part, 612 to 539 BC. Then we had the Persian Empire, today's Iran, from 539 to 333 BC. Then we had the Grecian Empire from 333 to 63 BC. And then the Roman Empire, 63 BC to 476 AD. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the old Persia that Iran happens to be. It's old Persia that is wanting to go back and recapture all of the territory, including Iran and Iraq, to formulate that Persian empire that once existed. And ladies and gentlemen, it is Iran's desire, listen, it is Iran's desire to have to conquer and have conquest over Iraq. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the majority of the parliament and the key leadership in the parliament in Iraq today is controlled by the Shiite Islamics out of Iran. They basically dominate and control the leadership role of Iraq today. And just for a little parenthetical footnote, we lost thousands of lives and thousands upon thousands of our American soldiers that have returned home with all kinds of war injuries and the loss of limbs. Only to find that it has devolved into a nation, that is Iraq, a nation that is basically dominated and controlled by Iran. And Iran is simply wanting to control all of Iraq so that they can have, they already have a major, major foothold in Syria. So if they have the control of Iraq, that gives Iran the potentiality and the opportunity to have a clean path from Iran through Iraq and through Syria right into the borders of Israel. It is Israel that is the ultimate goal, ladies and gentlemen. It is the ultimate target. It is the ultimate desire of Iran to wipe out, destroy the apple of God's eye, that little postage stamp of land that is called Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, it is that old Persia that we see rearing up its head. In fact, when you look at Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, you find, ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day, and we're in the last of the last days. It's coming a day when Russia will lead a five Islamic group nations against the little nation of Israel. And you find that in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And Persia, today's modern Iran, which includes Iraq, Iran has been allied with Russia from way, way back. In fact, it is Iran that secretly holds major nuclear technology today. In fact, it's not much secret anymore. It's openly known. In fact, as a result of this strike where the terrorist general has been taken out, they've now declared we're no longer going to abide by any of the nuclear treaty of 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, that nuclear treaty of 2015 was bought and paid for with U.S. taxpayer dollars, about $160 billion flown in on pallets and airplanes to Iran to coax them and to basically convince them by payment to sign off on that deal through Barack Hussein Obama. It was Obama's Islamic way to protect, take care of, and financially benefit his Islamic Brotherhood in the Middle East. That's exactly what took place. Now, just a little footnote also to that statement in case you wonder. Yes, I believe that Barack Hussein Obama is a closet Islamic. I believe that Barack Hussein Obama's credentials are fake, phony, and false. I believe that he is not a U.S.-born citizen. I believe that he was a fake, false, phony puppet president for the 8 years that he was in office. And I believe that whether it's in my lifetime or beyond, that eventually will be made known. He's the only president we've ever had that all of his scholastic records were all sealed. All of his records for passports and transport around the world were all sealed. All of the records at his universities were sealed. And there's a secret background for Barack Hussein Obama. But nevertheless, it was Barack Hussein Obama that continued to pamper and pet and to financially support Iran and would never do anything in retaliation for what Iran would do. Well, it's come now as a, how would you say, a major, major strategic surprise to Iran that President Donald J. Trump, when he draws the red line, he sticks to it. When President Trump says you can't go any further than this, and they do, then there's retaliation and a response. Getting back to the original thought that we have in relationship to Iran, the Bible is very, very clear in Ezekiel 38, verse 5, for example, dealing with the five nations being led by Russia to come against Israel. It says Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shields and helmets, Gomer and his bands and the house of Tamogar and the north quarters and all of his bands and many people, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Bible says Persia, it is talking about modern day Iran. And so Iran is major, major headline news in relationship to the Word of God. And I believe that every child of God, every Christian needs to understand when we see global events taking place like this, ladies and gentlemen, when we see things like Iran and Iraq and Israel and other parts of the Middle East in particular jumping off the pages in the news, we need to check up and see what the Bible says in relationship to that. But Iran has had nuclear technology now for some time, and most of it's been financed by taxpayer dollars, shipped in, as I said, $160 billion, not a million, $160 billion given of taxpayers' dollars by Barack Hussein Obama. To Israel, not to Israel, that is to Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, mostly, how would you say, the scientific methodology and capability has been transmitted to them from not only Russia, but North Korea and from other parts of the Middle East. In fact, some think that it was the Russian scientists that helped provide the nuclear capabilities for them. Persia, Iran, has the Straits of Hormuz, which between Iran and Oman, northwest point, just 45 miles wide, most of the world's oil passes through the Straits of Hormuz. Ladies and gentlemen, it borders Russia, Iran, listen, Iran borders Russia 1,350 miles. Russia and Iran are co-sponsors of what is taking place today that we see in Iran and is part of the, how would you say, the puppet being propped up by the puppeteer, which is Russia. So let me just make it very, very clear that the five Islamic nations that will be led by Russia is Persia, that is modern Iran, Libya, the scripture calls it, and it is known as Libya today, Gomer, which is modern Germany today, we find also Tomogar, which is modern Turkey and Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully as we're watching this unfold on the global international scene. We're watching the mighty hand of sovereign God carrying out what his word has said for thousands of years. It's not by surprise. It doesn't surprise me. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it excites me when I wake up of a morning and watch the news, hear the news, listen to the news, even through the fake media. It filters through. We see the hand of God at work. We're watching God's hand at work when we see Iran stand up and do what it is attempting to do. But I am thankful that God has sovereignly intervened and placed Donald J. Trump in the presidency of the United States of America. If we continue to have people like Barack Hussein Obama and are those that are espoused by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff, the socialist Marxist Democrats that we have leading the nation, if it's left up to them, we would have another Islamic terrorist in the president's chair, or one that will be a Marxist leader that will lead into total socialism and a demise of the superpower known as the United States of America. So I don't know about you, but I just simply want you to know from this microphone, I'm thankful that God has placed Donald J. Trump in office, that he can protect America's interest and do what God would have us to do as a sovereign nation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets directly through to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion about this very serious issue today. What I'm trying to get you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is not something that is out of the ordinary. This is not something that is unique. This is not a happening that is unheard of. It is something that's recorded in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it will be Russia that will lead the five other nations, Islamic nations, the world powers, to come against little Israel. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it was back in 1980 through 1988 that Iran was at war with Iraq. And for that 8-year period of time, there was an attempt to control Iraq and bring Iraq under the domination of Iran at that time. At that war, ladies and gentlemen, that 8-year war, according to historians, some $350 billion were spent and about 2 million lives lost as a result of the 8-year war between Iraq and Iran. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the movement, as the text tells us in Matthew 24, of the wars and the rumblings of wars taking place across the globe. And as we watch it happening, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, don't be frightened about it. Don't be worried and anxious about it. Don't be overly concerned about it. But study the Word of God. Get into the Word of God and see what God's Word says about these events that we're seeing unfolded in the world around us. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us today that as a result of that 8-year war back in 1980 through 88, that was just a little sampling of what Iran will attempt to do to try to control and bring about the reamalgamation of the old Persian Empire to basically dominate the globe. And they do that today, ladies and gentlemen, through Islamic jihadism. Islamic jihadism, where the Islamic jihadists will go out and slaughter, maim, murder, and kill anybody that's non-Muslim, and especially if it is a Jewish person or a Christian person. Ladies and gentlemen, there's major, major, major bloodshed of the Jewish people and the Christians around the globe today. It is something that is not spoken of, not talked about, not looked at in the reality that it is. But ladies and gentlemen, Iran wants to control Iraq and through Iraq and Syria to promote a full direct path that gets them directly to Israel, which is the ultimate focus. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, Israel is the ultimate focus of the nations around the globe, especially those that are anti-God and anti-Jewish. In fact, in Zechariah chapter 12, the Bible is very, very clear in verse 2 and 3. God's word says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, where they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day, and ladies and gentlemen, it's talking about the last days of this old world as we know it. And in that day, I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, I will smite every horse in astonishment, etc., etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, God is in control. This is not something that's taken by God by surprise, and it ought not to take the Christian by surprise. It should cause us to rejoice in the realization and the recognition that we can trust the Word of God. We can depend upon the veracity, the truthfulness of the Word of God, the unchangeableness of God through God's Word. It remains the same today and forever. And I get a little weary with these folks to say the Bible is out of date. It's not current. It needs to be rewritten. Those that say we need to come unhitched from the Old Testament. Those that will say the Ten Commandments are no longer relevant. Those that will say that the Lord's Prayer is to be rewritten because it's wrong. And I could go on and on and on with multitudes of those, ladies and gentlemen, that are trying to cast dispersion and doubt. Just as in Genesis 3, where the old serpent, which was Satan incarnate, the old serpent said, yea, hath God said. And that's what we find taking place, where it's the challenge of the veracity and the integrity and the trustworthiness of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, today Russia has a major controlling influence in Syria, Iran, and much of the Middle East. Listen to what I'm saying. Russia today has major weaponry that is in the ports in Syria. The Russia today has major influence and leadership control in Iran and Syria. And Syria and Iran majorly in control of Hezbollah and in control of those events taking place in Kuwait and other parts of the Middle East where murder is taking place by the jihadists. And so I am thankful, again, may I say, that President Donald J. Trump has taken a stand that if you come against our allies, you come against an American, you take an American life, we're coming against you. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm a little weary with them talking about an American contractor was killed. He was an American. He happened to be a contractor, happened to be contracting work in the Middle East and there in Iraq, and he was slaughtered. He was murdered. So when we say an American contractor, just shorten it a little. He was an American citizen that was murdered by the jihadists out of Iran. And as a result of that, President Trump said, we're not going to tolerate it anymore. Contrarywise, Barack Hussein Obama, regardless of what they would, the Iranians would do in taking some of our Navy men captives, in bombarding some of our ships, in blowing up some of the oil production in Saudi Arabia that was going to America, in blowing a $250 million drone out of the sky. All of that is things that are things that have taken place that President Trump had great restraint in not going to war, not taking a stand against Iran. But when he said, if you take an American life, that's the red line you've crossed and we won't allow it. So contrary to what Adam Schiff is saying, contrary to what Nancy Pelosi is saying, contrary to what Chuck Schumer is saying, contrary to what AOC is saying in their demeaning, degrading statements about President Trump, I want us to understand that we need to thank God every day that President Donald J. Trump is in office and that he's the one that's in control today and not William Jefferson Clinton or Barack Hussein Obama or any others that may have been in office at the time this is taking place. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen to what I'm wanting to understand today. We're talking about the fact that this is not something that is happenstance. This is not something that is so highly unusual to see these events exploding before our eyes. Because God's word clearly states, clearly shows that there's coming a day when there will be these wars that will take place. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5, the scripture is very, very clear when it says this. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can pause for a moment there, see that you be not worried. Don't be anxious. Don't be upset. Don't be troubled. For all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are only the beginnings of sorrows. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're wanting to remind us once again that God's word has already predetermined what is going to take place in that realm. And so it should not worry us, should not cause us to be frightened or concerned, but we need to just simply look to God and realize that God is sovereign and God is still on his throne. But may I say, ladies and gentlemen, today Russia has a major controlling influence in Syria and Iran and much of the Middle East. China is also a serious influence in all of these things that we see taking place in Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, according to Daniel chapter 11, in the final days of the tribulation, at the apex of the global battle, China will enter into the enter in from the east, the scripture says, and China will enter into the fray, and it will frighten the Antichrist. It will frighten his socks off, if you'd use the young blood vernacular. This will be the only thing that will cause fright and concern and anxiousness on the part of the Antichrist that will then be the world that will at that time be the world ruler. And according to Revelation chapter 9, China will unleash a 200 million man army that will come against the little microscopic land known as Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that we're watching the promulgation of, the coming together of, and the setting the stage for those battles that will take place after the rapture of the church has taken place. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the Christian that we will see, the major battles that we see in Revelation 38 and 39, Ezekiel 38 and 39 is not the Battle of Armageddon. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is, some call it the war with Russia. I call it the coming global Islamic invasion because that's what we see taking place. But, ladies and gentlemen, that will be one of the wars and rumblings of wars that will ultimately lead into the great cataclysmic event known as the Battle of Armageddon. And so I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're simply watching the hand of God at work. We're watching the clock of God at work. We're watching the prophetic clock of God as it ticks down to 0 hour when all of these things shall take place. So I'm not frightened about it. I'm not overly concerned about it. I'm just prayerful that God will continue to allow President Donald J. Trump to remain in office and that he will be allowed to carry out the task that God is having him to do. Donald Trump has already been the best president for Israel and helping Israel of any of the other presidents we've had in my lifetime. I'm thankful to see what he has done for the preservation, the protection, and provision for the nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the things that I want us to understand that we're going to get to in the balance of this broadcast is as a result of our closeness with Israel, as a result of our protection of Israel, as a result of our provision for Israel, we are seen as the great Satan. And may I tell you a little tidbit that we'll talk about in the further part of this broadcast, and that is when Iran strikes back, I believe the first thing it will do is in some fashion strike at Israel. In some fashion, we'll try to take this out on the nation of Israel and using this destruction of their jihadist general, they will use this as the excuse to attack the little nation of Israel. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the coming together of the actors that shall take place in the final battles, the one that is the five nations led by Russia that will be in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We're watching it that will then rumble into the days of the cataclysmic final battle known as the Battle of Armageddon. We're watching God put the players in place. We're watching God align the nations. We're watching God as he sovereignly controls and brings about through the hand of God what the word of God has already told us will happen in these last days. So, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that God is in control, that it's God's work, and that we need to praise him that he is in control. Ladies and gentlemen, we must sit up, take notice that without what we're seeing in the Bible, we'd have no comfort, we'd have no understanding of what is going to take place in these last of the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Marxist Democrats are, of course, blaming President Donald J. Trump for killing Soleimani. We're going to talk about this further in the latter portion of this broadcast. We've got about 1 minute that we'll take a break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back with the balance of Let's Face the Issue.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.